Joe DeFalco in the ring, raising up the future, got the belts, got the sweat, endless life in a suplex. Future stars, big dreams, breaking all the seams. Las Vegas stage where the spotlight beams. Arena lights flash bright, warriors of the night. Matt slams, crowd roars, showdown of the might. From the rookies to the pros, grinding day and night. Every step, every fight, honing skills tight. Future stars destined for the fame. In the ring, they'll carve their name. Blood, sweat, tears, the unending game. Joe DeFalco's legacy, they proudly claim. They proudly claim. Body slammers and high flyers, stars on the rise, taking flights off the ropes to the skies. Arm locks, head spin, never compromise. Gold around their waist, the ultimate prize. Hustle hard, dream big, DeFalco's battalion. Ring warriors bred from lions.
Hey everybody, Matt Michaels here on the DeFalco Files with the owner and creator of FSW, the Future Stars Wrestling here in Las Vegas, Mr. Joe DeFalco. And today we are joined by the current No Limits champion, Jaden Cole. Jaden, nice to have you, brother.
Appreciate you for having me.
Excellent. Joe, one of my favorite things about having, you know, the guys on is your memories of, do you remember before, let's even go before the Gabe Sapolsky seminar, because that's where Jaden kind of made an impression here.
Yeah.
Could you tell if someone said, hey, pick me out Jaden Cole from a lineup at that point? Could you figure out who he would have been?
Not really, I'll be honest with you, because if I remember correctly, you know, he trained for a while and then he disappeared for a decent amount of months, if I remember correctly. Am I wrong?
No, man. Like, when I first started, I don't know if Joe even remembers this. Like, it was a bad phone call. Like, I called up to the school while I was in the gym. It was on my mind that much. I call him in the gym. He answers the phone, give me some information. But yeah, you're right. I was training really consistently for about 4 months up until like January. And then I tore my AC joint, my shoulder. So I was coming in and just watching class, but I wasn't able to like participate. One of the students at the time told me like, hey man, you should just go home, should rest out. You should like do as much as you can to get that shoulder right. And then you should come back and let it be known. Like I came back, what, 2 months later, the doc told me four. I came back in 2 months because I knew that Gabe Sapolsky seminar was in April. And I was like, I got to do whatever I got to do to make that at least, you know what I mean? So that's what I had to come back and do.
Yeah. And what, for you, what was the motivation in picking pro wrestling? Because, you know, there's so many different things. You're very athletic. A lot of times when you're a kid, you're forced into a sport sometimes by, you know, parents or coaches and stuff like that. How did you, you know, decide, hey man, this is what I'm going to go for?
Man, it's like going back to the first day time to know, right? I believe I was 7 or 8 and I was in my grandparents' living room. And my aunts, they were pretty close in age. They're about 5 years away from me. And I remember them turning on SmackDown. And I was like, okay, I don't know what this show is. It's just a bunch of big dudes kind of boxing each other or something. I don't know what this is. And I remember them just getting super excited. Like, I think it was a pay-per-view in 2 days or whatever. And they were just getting super excited. I'm like, I don't know what this is, but hey, I'm going to enjoy watching it. And the first superstars I can remember is Jeff Hardy, Batista, and Taker.
Wow.
And I remember gravitating toward these guys. And I remember Undertaker was walking to the ring. I was so scared that I ran to like the hallway area and just kind of peeked my head over. I was like, is this guy real? Like, I don't know what he's doing. Got sparks flying, some fire off of the stage. And after that, I think I was just hooked. I asked them like, hey, when's the next one come out? And they were like, oh, it's every Friday, you know, 8 p.m. Like, you should come over and watch it with us. When I tell you I was hooked, I don't remember another memory than just wanting to watch wrestling. Like I would go to my dad's job and I would go on his computer and look up like WWE Undertaker, right? WWE Kane and John Cena. And I was just like, I was so hooked. And that's when I really started the journey. And I remember I told my parents like, oh yeah, this is like, I'm going to be a wrestler. I'm going to be a WWE superstar. And they're so supportive. They were just like, oh, okay. Like, cool. You're a kid now. So it doesn't like, it's cool what you say. Like it's cool, but it doesn't really matter at the moment. You know what I mean? And when they kind of saw like it was not leaving when I got into my teens, my mom was like, look, I'm totally fine. Like, I'm totally fine with you doing wrestling, but what you're going to do, you're going to have to graduate college first. So right after college, that's exactly what I did. Call the Future Stars of Wrestling. I already knew about the school when I was like 12. So I already knew what I was going to do.
You never came to kids' class? What's up with that?
I could look, when I was 12, my mom was not trying to let me get hurt at the time. So she was not on board for 12, but 18, 20, 21, you know, I can do whatever I can do at that point.
I mean, Joe, you can relate. I think when you were 7, was it Luthez who was your favorite wrestler?
No, it wasn't Bruno Sammartino, but that was the big. I was the heel guy anyway. So Stan Hansen and superstar Billy Graham were two favorites.
Nice.
Superstar Billy Graham.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you know, and that's it's funny you mentioned Billy Graham because when you watch Jaden in the ring, man, there are moments where Jaden has with his physique and his size. A little bit of that Graham charisma, because there's moments where you just go, well, you got to stop and you got to rethink this guy. And is that something that you're seeing? And, you know, when you started seeing Jaden around and you saw how the Sapolsky seminar went and started going, well, wait a minute, hold on, there might be something there.
I'll be honest with you, you know, he flew under the radar. You know what I mean? It wasn't generally. When future shocks are being discussed and you hear things, you know, generally a Remy or a Cody, they're the ones who are going to be really paying attention. You know, Sin's running the classes. He's not coming to me to be like, hey, you know, this guy might be ready. You know, generally it's a Remy Cody thing to where those guys, you know, are very hands-on. Because they're looking to see, because they get involved in those shows, you know, and Remy agents and, you know, all that stuff. And it was kind of crazy to me because, you know, him and another guy who's been on and off injured, who had some good potential, Jay Will, you know, he's been with us for a while, but now he's been out for probably since. Yep. The match that he had, because I was kind of surprised, because you know it's a $100 seminar, and these guys have not sniffed the match in any way, and they wanted to have a match on the thing, and initially we didn't think it was going to be like against each other. I ended up putting a list of things because you wanted to make sure everybody was in there, and the last thing I would have done was put two guys who've never had a match. In real life, other than some practice matches, in with each other to try to impress the WWE guy. But Gabe made it known, like, hey, you know, pick your partners and stuff. So Jaden picked his buddy, and they went out. And not a lot of time. I think it was a 3 or 4 minute match. Damn. And I remember because I was kind of assisting Gabe, you know, doing the times. And everything, and I was sitting right next to Gabe when Jaden came over, and it was like, oh, how many matches have you had? And it's like, oh, it's my first. And you know, Gabe didn't really know how to react because generally not many people, I'm pretty sure almost nobody is ever like, hey, this is my first match, and far exceeded, you know, what people would have expected. And none of my trainers had Jaden Cole on the radar for Future Shock. But I immediately told him, it's like, hey, we got Future Shock whenever it was, and we were going to give him a shot. And you know, since day one, you know, he's been extremely impressive. So it's, you know, we see those shades of a young Kenny King when we're watching. Very smooth for a guy who hadn't had a lot of matches. And then we came across an idea. G Sharp wanted to work. We didn't really have a match for him. And he was impressed with Jaden Cole. So, hey, we worked a little angle where he gave an opportunity. And I believe that was Jaden Cole's second match. Am I correct?
That sure was in the main event. Yes. Yes. That was a nerve-wracking experience. I'll tell you that for sure. Because for G Sharp to just have won the heavyweight championship, it's not like it was his, you know, first couple years in the company or first couple years wrestling. No, he was already wrestling for, I believe, 13, 14 years up until that point. So for him to give me the opportunity of a lifetime at the time to be in the main event against him just winning the heavyweight champion as being his first opponent, that was a blessing.
And that was always, you know, the thing with Future Shock, where Sharp would like to work the younger guys. And it was always, okay, here's your chance, you know, to sink mm-hmm. or swim. And it would be like the rules of the game were, hey, Greg, what you need to do is, you know, give him a little bit, see how he does. If he does well, you give him a little more. And if you don't, you got to shut them down. And there's numerous people who've gone on to do very well, but initially they got shut down because, you know, they couldn't get the job done. And, you know, there's been a few who stood out. And like I said, you know, from day one, every opportunity Jaden Cole's gotten, you know, he's exceeded expectations.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I try to always capitalize on every single opportunity, no matter what it is. I mean, so if I got to go in the ring with G Sharp in my second match, it's exactly what I'm going to do.
Right now, I see Matt Michael's microphone is off. So
it's off.
I might have to, you know, carry this. So, you know, moving forward this past, you know, weekend, a show that did far better than we expected. You know, we expected a decent crowd, and it turned out to have a very good crowd. And it turned out to be a very, very solid show. So, you know, you got the opportunity, you know, probably questions Matt would ask, but it was figuring out who you were going to wrestle. And you asked me specifically about working Dante King. We put it together, and, you know, I ended up having to do commentary. So generally during the shows, I'm running around all over.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was able to see a lot of things. And, you know, from what I saw, you guys had a very, very solid match. And, you know, I'll tell you what, nothing worse than those noise-reduced headphones, because I couldn't really hear anything. Uh-huh. And then when I would put it out, I was like, oh, they were really getting behind you. But there was a really audible, you know, back and forth. So, you know, how was it first opportunity to wrestle against, you know, a guy former, not only a former champion, but also a fan favorite. And it seemed like the crowd really enjoyed the idea of you two guys in the ring. And there was a lot of good support in that match.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like that's exactly what I wanted though. I knew it wasn't going to be easy in the ring or out of the ring, right? Like he had an enormous ovation at the anniversary show. So I'm saying, okay, they love him. They love me. Let's bring us together and let's see if we can create some magic together. So when I came out and they already had an illustrious chant for Dante King going on, and then the spotlight chant started to come up and they were kind of rallying against each other, that was an amazing experience and a beautiful experience, a beautiful atmosphere there. So when that was hands down probably the greatest experience I could have had. And I'm sorry that you couldn't even hear the crowd, how loud they were. I don't remember them going quiet until the three count, honestly. And even then it was like a holding their breath. Oh, he didn't kick out this time, and another roar. So from the moment I stepped out of the curtain to the moment I went back into the curtain, it was completely loud. That was an amazing crowd. It was an amazing match. Dante King gave me probably the toughest match, the toughest challenge I've had to date. I threw everything at him, and it took one good spine buster to already set him down on an injured back for me to capitalize and hit the center stage. I couldn't ask for anything more.
You know, when I see that spine buster, that's what really reminds me of Kenny King. That's one of, you know, his signature moves. And obviously, you had training with Kenny King and stuff like that. Did that move come about from Kenny King, or was that just something that you decided to incorporate into your offensive arsenal?
Actually, like I'll tell you a quick story here. The spine buster was a move I was always in love with, I guess you can say. Watching Triple H, Arn Anderson, like that spine buster is always really great to me. A few weeks into training, Chris Bay and Shogun were running class. At the end of class, Chris Bay said, "Hey, we're gonna just randomly, hey, we're gonna practice how to lift up on spine busters." I instantly was like, "Oh, I'm here for it. I'm here for it." So Chris Bay teaches us how to do a spine buster. He shows us the right technique. Some people failed, but when I did it for the first time, I think he noticed like, "Oh, shoot, okay. Like you can actually pick people up. You can actually do it correctly." And when he saw me pick up Shogun, that's when he realized, "Okay, yeah, when you start to go onto shows, you should definitely try to use this move." When Kenny King did come back, I showed him the spine buster, and he said, "You know what? The spine buster is pretty the way you do it. You should take that move." By all to me, that was maybe a month or so before my debut match. So I said, "You know what? I'm gonna pull this out on whoever I'm gonna face." Came out to be Watson. Watson's coming off the rope. I pick him up, land the spine buster. Kenny King sees it. It's like, "Good job. You can go ahead and keep that move there." So I got the King's approval.
You know, and that's most important. You know, now that Kenny's in Houston, you know, you might just want to, you know, pick out, you know, the Royal Flush,
Start taking all of his moves there.
start taking them all. You know, that could end up setting up, you know, down the line, Kenny King coming in, the mentor versus the student.
Mean, that's how it's been.
A lot of options. So we're also discussing, we got the fact that Future Shock's coming up August 8th, and I know you requested an opportunity to be on that show, and this show might end up being pretty loaded because I know Bret the Threat was talking about something also. Not that
Uh-oh.
you guys would wrestle each other, but you know, trying to put the card together. Jeffrey Excellence, it's his, I believe it's his kid's like first or second birthday. So he was
Wow.
like, "Oh," and I'm like, "Well, you know, tell the wife that you were going to go to Europe for a couple weeks." And I stopped that because we were doing the Future Shock Championship tournament. And she was very appreciative that, you know, because Jeffrey figured with the kid getting older, the opportunities to go to Japan and Europe, and this might be the last hurrah. So he decided to stay. So I said, "Hey, tell the wife, you know, since, you know, I took care of you and you didn't go to Europe, you know, at least give me an hour." So it sets up well because Jeffrey Excellence needs to go on early to get to, I guess, the kid's birthday party or whatever. So
Of
he's going to be
course.
there. So now we're in a position and, you know, looking at the Future Shock talent because the show hasn't been, you know, set yet. I haven't, and, you know, 100% truthful, I have no idea, you know, who you are going to work. But is there somebody on that roster that you're looking at, like, "Hey, that'd be cool to wrestle August 8th at Future Shock"?
Yeah, Joe, there's a lot of guys that even I was coming up with, and I'm seeing their growth now.
You mean the guys that you jumped over and surpassed because you're doing the work because they're a bunch of lazy asses?
As your words, as your words. I think they're incredible talent. I think they're putting the work in. Obviously, no one puts the work in better than yours truly. But guys like Josh, Auxiliary Josh, Hops, you call him. He's doing really good.
He's the guy that really turned it around. You know, I struggled with him. You know, just didn't get it, and it takes a while. Maybe hanging around with the wrong people, and maybe, you know, it's like just because you show up doesn't mean that that's where you're at. Like, your job is to help. It's not to hang out in the back alley with the real wrestlers. Your job as a student is to be where I can utilize you. And there's not a lot to do. Believe me, as you knew when you were coming in, you're standing around just making sure, you know, shit's going the way it needs to. The show ends, bring the chairs in. It's minor stuff. And it's really irritating to me, obviously, when guys are trying to take shortcuts and it's like, there's 15 of you. It's going to take you 20 minutes after the show to get things done. Don't be so lazy and don't be that guy because, again, you know, we got really good, you know, here's a guy that, you know, love to have you work. Jake Redondo, who's going to be there August 8th. That kid isn't a future shot guy. He's a main roster guy. He's really, really, really good, you know, but we'd like to build him up. A kid who also came from the same school, Joey Lancaster, who is decided to stay in Vegas for about a month. You know, he paid to train with us. And within the first day, G Sharp was like, you need to get him on the show. And even Remy put him over for having the pre-show match at the show this past Saturday, you know, and that's where those guys get the opportunity because a lot of those guys are further along, I guess you can say, than the Future Shock talent because most of the Future Shock talent is they need reps. They need to get their experience, you know, whether it's in a six-man, a scramble, or the singles match, and if maybe you get Watson, or maybe, you know, well, now it's maybe you get Watson, maybe you get Sharp, maybe you get Jaden Cole, maybe you get Bret the Threat, guys who started at Future Shock and are now, you know, main roster talent that are willing to help the younger guys. And the TV class is really good with that, to give opportunities to like almost be on the spot. It's easy to do a practice match. You fuck it up. We just start over. But now we're trying to get people to really get moving. And it's like really difficult between all the people that get recommended to me, the Arizona talent, you know, we've gotten gold from the Chingon cartel, putting them together. You know, funny, two guys from Phoenix that never tag teamed have now become a viable tag team over the West Coast. Because I put them together in a six-man, like what I saw, and they became a tag team. And then you got Young Money. They're just getting better.
Young Money's good. Oh,
you
man.
Know, and Jacob Beast is good. And, you know, and Jacob Beast reminds me of Okoa, where he started, you know, very green. So we got those Arizona guys coming in. We got guys from San Diego now. And we got this pipeline that's mixed in with getting experience for, you know, Oliver Kanaday looks like $1 million bucks, you know, missed out. He's the guy that, you know, is deserving to be on the main roster. It's just, as you know, hard getting those spots. And, you know, you're one of the few who kind of, you know, jumped the line. And again, that's on you. There's no holding anybody back. If you're good enough, you're going to get that spot.
And that's exactly what I found out as soon as I walked in. So I'm just grateful to be in the position I am. And for it to be as early as it was, you know, like I just hit my year of being on a show in May. And that year went by quick, but it was a long year. You know, I had a few matches in there. I was working every single Future Shock up until the end of the year. And I loved it because it gave me more reps. It gave me another chance to get better.
How many matches are you at now? I know most people keep track.
So. I am at 24.
Wow. At 24. and you were a champion. And what match did you first win the champion?
I think it was 19, 18, somewhere there.
So
actually,
yeah,
no, that's a lot.
You know, the only thing you really need to do is get out there, man, and get to Arizona. What's up with PCW?
Man, they had a great anniversary show. I was hoping to be on the on that one or even the show after, but we're just waiting. I'm just waiting to see what's up with PCW.
Yeah,
I loved it over there as well. Crowd was amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing, you know, Dom. You know, Santino's, Dom's, it's like, you know, Mariachi's were tag team champions over at Santino's. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the good schools and the people that try to produce the good talent, we all inadvertently, because it isn't like a set plan, but it's like PCW has a good crew, they send them to us. FSW, you know, I send it to them. Same thing with Santino, where... You know, the good people bring other people, and that's how we got the Che Cabreras, and we got, you know, Tito was the pipeline initially. It was like Willie Mack and the Santino guys brought Eli Everfly and Douglas James and that whole crew, and Hammerstone and Dom, and they all recommended Class, who then recommended Reno, who then recommended Zamaya and Young Money. And, you know, we've been very fortunate in, you know, being able to keep things fresh and being able to do some stuff. So it's like, it's hard when there's 40 guys and women, you know, for 25 spots. So, you know.
Exactly.
But obviously you've proven yourself because you're pretty much on every main show. And, you know.
Yeah. You got to work hard at this.
It's up and down. Dante King was off for 3 or 4 months after he lost the championship, came back at the anniversary, and then we, you know, utilized him in your stuff. You know, and now we got, you know, one of our big, I like to call it the big five, I guess you could say. We have a big five. You know, we have No Escape starts the year. Then we go into the anniversary. Then we go into August, which is Survival of the Fittest. And then Luck of the Draw is in November. And usually there's a Mecca, you know, sprinkled in. This year we did it, you know, during WrestleMania. So, you know, we have some major announcements to make. Zoe Serrano, she's back. Former Lacey Ryan, former FSW Women's Champion. You know, she's going to be going one-on-one with Brittany Brooks. We're going to be announcing that on the social medias. Just got off the phone with the leader of the MK Army. It's going to be a 4-on-4 match. Lights, Camera, Faction will be taking on the MK Army, but it's going to be a different variation of the MK Army because MK's got the cash, and I ain't lying when I say it. And, you know, he's put together, and a former tag team champion, Toa Leona, who started with the MK Army and then left the MK Army. Pretty much him and Juicy took out MK on the way out, but money talks.
Oh, man.
Money does. Not only is Duke Lawrence, it's also going to be Toa Leona is going to be part of that four-man team. And then I just got off the phone, and he just signed, sealed, and delivered another member that used to be part of the MK Army. He's worked for us on numerous occasions. Tito Escondido, bad dude. Oh, Tito, shoot, is coming in. So the Faction are definitely going to have their work,
cut out for them.
And it's crazy because the MK Army, three of their mainstays, Koa, Juicy, and Bryce Saturn, all won't be there on August 26th. They have prior commitments. So we were a little concerned about this match that we were putting together. But MK has, you know, if you've got dollars, it makes sense. And as I said, we saw the promo from Toa Leona. So he's good to go. And now we got Bad Dude Tito and we got Duke. And I'm just curious to see who the fourth guy is going to be, because that's definitely going to be a big-time matchup in that one. So moving forward, Bodie is going to be wrestling. The heavyweight championship is going to be decided in a gauntlet match. Obviously, Bodie is going to be the last man in the gauntlet. We're putting that together. By next week, we should be able to figure out exactly who's going to be in there. It's going to be probably a four-man gauntlet, and then the guy who survives will get Bodie as the last part of that match. The Nevada state champion, Brett the Threat, basically broke up two brothers. So Team Mondo is going to feature Mondo, who's one of our kids class trainers, with some of our regular trainers. So Sugar Brown, who we haven't seen in a while, Remy Marcel and Mondo Avion, as he now goes by. Those are three members of the team that will be taking on the Fight Club, which is Brett the Threat, Gabe Rocha, Colin Muldoon, and now Robbie. So that's going to be a survival of the fittest type match. Nice. And it looks like Fox and AJ are going to go one more time. And this one is definitely going to be the one that settles it all. It is going to be, I believe, a last man standing match. So we're also going to have a women's survival series, Survivor of the Fittest Survivor Series type matchup, which will be a 4-on-4 or 5-on-5. But the one thing I don't have yet is a match for Jaden Cole. And I know I talked with you a little bit about it. Obviously, you will be on the card. We want to have something fun. We want to have something that reeks the theme of Survival of the Fittest, a gauntlet match. We were talking about the Mariachis versus some legacy tag teams. We might have to work that, and that might be for the September show. Certain teams are not available. We've talked about bringing back the Bonus Boys, former champions. And we've talked about TBD reuniting. And we've talked about the Gods of War, Hammerstone, and Graves. But Graves is on the same show that Saturn, Juicy, and Co are on in Phoenix that night. They took them. So the question becomes, hey, does Jaden Cole face in a multi-man, maybe all former No Limits champions, maybe guys we haven't seen in a while. You know that Rolodex is full with some top name guys. There's WWE ID guys that Ice Williams is in touch with that we've used, that we have good relationships with, like Marcus Mathers and Cappuccino Jones, which could also be, you know, a possibility. So, you know, without a doubt, the sky's the limit. You know, for Jaden Cole, we still got some time, and it's like it's nice to be able to promote something out that we're still about 4 weeks away from. So,
no, for sure, sounds exciting. I mean, I'll take on anyone, but we all, the guys in the locker room, know where my dream match in FSW stands. It's with the same guy who helped me out the first time, former WWE ID prospect Ice Williams.
We'll take him on
at some point in this timeline. We'll go one-on-one.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No doubt. You know, I personally will look forward to the day, whether you guys are both champions at the same time. We did it once before and it was highly successful when we had the Nevada State versus the No Limits, that I'd love to see you get that rematch. You know, because at the time he was the future Legends champion, that he still is, because he's way under 25. But you and the young prodigy Bodie, who had a fantastic match, and I'll tell you what, Luke Curtis and Jaden Cole would be an awesome match.
I would love that opportunity. I wanted to get my hands on Luke Curtis because he did put his hands on BYP, but BYP handled business, so BYP.
You know, no doubt about it. You know, Luke Curtis is a veteran. A lot of people who are unaware, maybe they saw the OVW, you know, Netflix thing, but Luke Curtis is a future champion, no doubt about it. And getting in the ring with him, you know, I can't believe has not helped Bodie develop. And, you know, great promo from Luke Curtis. You know, he really made me look forward to wanting to see that matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, you know, Bodie escaped by the, you know, the skin of his teeth. But, you know, Luke Curtis is definitely a major threat. Bryce Saturn, another guy. I know you guys have wrestled each other also. And I believe, you know, if I'm looking at guys, that's a future champion, in my opinion, in FSW. You know, from the day he walked in, and you know me, I'm very upfront, I'm very honest. I tell you exactly what I think, and said the same thing to Bryce Saturn when he came in with Damian Desire. It was like, you know, you guys are good, but the problem is you guys work everywhere else in town. There's not a lot of value. I have enough of my own guys who work 2, 3, 4 different shows. I don't dig it, you know, unless you're getting a great opportunity. I think it's watering down the product, but I'm not one to stop people. And we've had that conversation with you when people have kind of approached you, because it really seems funny, because it seems like it isn't where you're at. It's kind of like they heard you sold a good amount of tickets. You know what I mean? It was like, because you were very early, same thing with the Jester, not really wanting the Asylum. They want the Jester because they heard you sold 14 tickets. And it's like, well, you know, he was being protected. He's on a future shock, and they're trying to put him on shows. And it's like, again, I'm not stopping anybody, but look at who our champions are. Look, we are by far not only the top company in town, we're one of the top companies in the whole West Coast, Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are it. We're getting opportunities. You got to be an extra SmackDown. I didn't realize it because I knew Bret the Threat said he was in Oakland. I thought he was wrestling a show. You know, extra work, being a part of things. Gabe Sapolsky calling guys from Vegas to get to Oakland, California. And, you know, being on their radar, Bodie, Brittany, you, him, you know, Bryce Saturn. You know, Bryce Saturn got on the radar not because of the stuff he did in Phoenix, but Bryce Saturn made the choice where, hey, I'm really not going to use you because you're working all these other shows. Decided to stop working all the shows. He felt that there was the value in being an FSW guy. And then he got a match against Ice Williams. They killed it. And Bryce has now been a tag team champion and has had numerous opportunities. And, you know, tell us about your development and trying to get out there and listening to, not saying me, but obviously the wrestlers who've been there, done that. You know, what kind of advice, how have they helped you?
Yeah, I mean, the wrestlers on the card even. Yeah, like the rest was on the card, even like the mariachis. I think they were the first to tell me, like, hey, you got to, you know, get in the car with us when we're going down to Santino's or if we're going to Arizona or whatever. Like, we'll welcome you on into the car and let us go. Unfortunately, at the time, I was still working a weekend job, so I didn't have as much time to do so.
Yeah, I heard you're not at the casino no more.
No. We needed to focus on this. We need to focus on wrestling. So that's why the schedule's opened up. I need to get out of here. I need to spread my wings a little bit, get some experience under my belt, face some fresh competition. So that's definitely what the next plan and next step of my life is going to be. A mentor of mine, Chris Bayes, he also told me, like, yeah, you know, when you're ready, you'll know you're ready to go out there. And I feel like I'm ready now to spread my wings and face some new competition. And Arizona, PCW in particular, they're really good. They have really good competition out there. So I'm hoping to get on a show out there once more. I definitely want to go to Santino's, if I can get a chance to go out there with the mariachis again, that'd be an amazing experience. Joey Lancaster is a guy who you mentioned earlier, who came into FSW now for, I think it's been here about a month, and he works on Championship Wrestling. If I can get on Championship Wrestling, that'd be an amazing crowd as well,
Well,
amazing deal as
I know
well.
Bodie's been working there.
BYP, yep.
Hit up Limelight, man. Limelight is it's a guy who really likes to help younger talent. So we got Jesse Funaki coming out in September, and that happened because of Limelight. Limelight
Okay.
became friends with him, worked with him in Reality of Wrestling at Booker's. There's an opportunity. I know Ice and the Faction. They work for Booker. And again, that's another one that's in Texas. We got the Texas connection. We got the Arizona. We got, Cali to where, find those right guys. I'll put in a word with Limelight, like, hey, Jaden Cole's ready. We need to get him some spots,
Yeah.
And, opportunities there. I saw Bodie's doing the Championship Wrestling. And I know Mariachi's are now, it looks like, I guess they've been hit up. I don't know if they've done it yet or they're doing it or, but those are the guys you got to get in there because they're looking for the, one thing about Marquez, he's always looking for the younger talent, to
Same here.
incorporate, into that mix. Sometimes I'm not too keen on how he books Bodie, but
Our heavyweight champion right there.
It's no different than how other companies probably don't like the way I book their guys, because in reality, if you're a champion in, where Joey Lancaster works at Primal Pro or, SoCal Pro or whatever, that really has no say in my stuff. But when my champions go out, I would hope they can be at least, for my sake, feel better about them being protected.
For sure,
I
yeah,
remember the one
understand.
time I screamed at Bodie. I believe it was Limelight he beat for the No Limits Championship, and there's no crime. And Bodie got the win back against Bateman recently, but literally 5 days later in Vegas, he's getting smashed by Bateman on a show locally. And it's like, you can take that match and get smashed in 49 other states, even in Reno. I don't care. Just don't do it in Vegas, bro.
Not at the home.
People can drive for $10, 5 miles down the street to see you get your ass beat, where I just put you over in a situation where you beat a top guy. And, I'm protective of that because truth be it as it may, a lot of the local companies, they like to book the FSW guys and make them go under their guys who I feel are without a doubt way inferior to our talent.
I think our talent is the best in Vegas personally. We come,
Well,
especially when you come through FSW. So I've
and
not
the
seen
guys
any
who don't
others.
work for us, that might be good. They did come through FSW. You really can't name anybody who's wrestles as a main guy in Vegas that doesn't work for us anymore, that didn't start with us or didn't come along or whatever it was. Everybody has some roots mainly in FSW.
Here, yeah, but unfortunately, I do have to go. This
Yeah,
has been
no
an
problem,
amazing
man. I don't got
experience.
Matt here anyway,
Hopefully, Matt
so
was able to get back there,
yeah, we're
but
gonna wrap
I'm
it
not
up.
joking.
If he needs
Let's
more
do
with
it.
me, that's cool. But hey,
Sure thing.
everybody, I guess that's gonna wrap it up today. Jaden Cole, we're gonna see him August 8th. So if you want to see the future stars and where it all started for Jaden Cole, he will be there 5 p.m. start time. It's gonna be oh, he's alive.
There he is.
Yeah, fun times. I'm having good times right now. Anyway.
So yeah, Jaden, you gotta go. If you got some
Yep.
more,
Gotta do it.
I'm good.
No, man. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you guys handling business. And yeah, man. Again, one of the coolest things is to watch Jaden in the ring. So if anyone listening has not checked him out yet,
watch him and just see how amazing he is and in such a short period of time. It's phenomenal, brother. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate you, Matt. Nice to meet you as well. And thank you, Joe. I'll see you sometime.
I'll be at the school this week sometime.
Yes, sir. All right.
TJP today.
All right. All right, Joe. You know, final thoughts on your what you thought about everything with the Capital Punishment show.
You know, unfortunately, the audio fucking sucked. And, you know, that guy's paid higher than main event talent. And all it is to make sure the stream is working right. And, you know, commentary sounded good after the first 15 minutes again. And it's like, that needs to be fixed. And the fact of the matter is, for whatever reason, because we've done 7 shows there, 8 shows, 9 shows, I don't even know anymore. Bottom line is, how is the audio from the ring area not being picked up? So, you know, got to work on that. But we'll be back there August 22nd, Survival of the Fittest. Hopefully everything's in check. I kind of went through, you know, the card and pretty much the matches. So, you know, we got a big show August 22nd. You know, tickets are already on sale. Don't know if you heard, but MK Army added Bad Dude Tito to the 4-on-4 to go along with Toa Leona and Duke. So we got 3 pretty big boys, even though Toa is not as big anymore.
No, it's phenomenal. It's exciting to see, you know, talking about building up a feud. It's like, man, woo.
You know, MK opens up those, you know, maybe he won't be able to buy 1 or 2 Kiss memorabilia things that come along the line to take care of business here in FSW, but I'm sure he'll overpay for it somewhere down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. and of course, you know, you can't deny Zoe Serrano, Brittany Brooks. I mean, that match is going to be phenomenal then.
Yeah. You know, looking forward to it. You know, great to add to Brittany's resume. You know, if she, we all know how good a worker Zoe is. So, you know, if Gabe and the brass at WWE is leery because of her knee and past issues, you know, if she puts in a top-notch performance, you know, Zoe was the woman that WWE put their next rising star, their next big thing in with, because they knew it would be a really good match. So hopefully, you know, Brittany kills it. And, you know, that becomes a turning point because she's been really healthy for the last few months. You know, we got to start adding some pictures. You know, we got some good stuff in here. And it's like, wow. Just looking at that, it's like, wow, what a massive amount of talent. But it's like, right. Oh, yeah, now you got to add Bad Dude Tito. And there's definitely, you know, the rest of the faction. You got Duke. And it's like, wow. You're going to see from the first Survival of the Fittest flyer to the last, especially with the multi-mans and the Survival of the Fittest matches and, you know, making the calls. And as we talked about, you know, Bodhi in a gauntlet.
Yeah.
What surprise is going to be in that? Who's Jaden Cole working? You know, the Mariachis, you know, my legacy, you know, match. Unfortunately, Graves couldn't make it. We were going to put the Gods of War, reunite them along with TBD and the Bonus Boys, but that isn't working out. And now Sugar Brown's going to be involved in Team Mondo and the Trainers to take on the Fight Club. So
nice.
Yeah, so we got really good things. There's nostalgia. There's, you know, hey, you know, I'm looking forward. If Cross, you know, hey, who's to say Cross isn't the last guy in the gauntlet? and goes after Bodie. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man.
And with Zoe, we're going to do a seminar probably the day of the show, because we're going to be doing a 4-on-4 or 5-on-5 women's match. And I'm pretty certain most of those women should take advantage of a seminar with Zoe Serrano. So that'll probably happen in the early afternoon, like 2 o'clock. And there'll be a meet and greet available. So for all the fans, there's going to be a meet and greet, regular meet and greet, but we're also going to be doing the personal meet and greets where you get the photo op with Zoe and Toa Leona. And hey, maybe if you pay double, you get a pic with both of them together. I don't know.
I would assume that if you pay double, that would make sense.
Well, for the one picture, you know what I'm saying? Generally, it's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we got to bring some back. We got, you know, we got to bring back some cash on the higher priced talent. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And yes, to answer the question, Shogun is still around and looking like a monster. And man, there's another.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah. Being that the legacy tag thing that ain't happening and we're moving that to September, there's still a good chance, you know, TBD. We've been in negotiations with the return of San Lu and Shogun together in a tag match. So them versus the Mariachis alone would be a tremendous matchup at Survival of the
Fittest. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right, man. Well, for this week, any final thoughts?
You know, had a good show. We ended up again with the late run. Turned out to have a really good amount of people came out to Capital Punishment. You know, always appreciate the support. August 22nd, big one. Tickets on sale at Eventbrite or hit me up. Save the fees. Front row sold out for Capital Punishment, so there's no doubt that we, you know, we even had to add some stage seats. You know, we had 24 set up. We had to move to 29.
Yeah.
So there really isn't much room to go probably past like 32. It's like you're going to be up against the, the stairs if we add any more. So yeah, get your tickets. You know, I'm giving our regulars, as always, the opportunity to get tickets first, but they are on sale and they're going to be hitting the marketplace.
Nice. Well, there you go.
By the August 8th, Future Shock, not only will Jaden Cole, the No Limits champion, be on hand, Jeffrey Excellence, the Future Shock champion, will be on hand, and rumor is Nevada State champion Brett the Threat might be on hand.
Nice.
So it's going to be more of a hybrid Future Shock high-octane type show.
Nice. That sounds wonderful. Again, you can catch it on Title Match Network as well. And, get those tickets because I tell you, it's going to be a hot ticket for the 22nd. Yeah,
Survival of the Fittest definitely will have a packed house.
Yep. Well, once again, if you didn't catch Capital Punishment, again, check it out on Title Match if you have Title Match Network. And great things coming up. So appreciate the time again. Appreciate Jaden Cole for being on. And until next time, everyone, happy wrestling.